Coming up this weekend, Saturday, December 17th, we got that last UFC of the year. Amir Albazi, someone maybe you've heard of, maybe you haven't. He's another one of those guys. You know, they went around the world. UFC's been trying to find, you know, watch everything, all the smaller promotions and stuff, and offer contracts for good guys. Or obviously, as Dana White has said for a long time, trying to find the best guys and then put them against each other, which is a little bit different than other, you know, Bellator or ONE or, I mean, obviously that's, they always want the best guys, but UFC has definitely spent a lot of time and effort because, you know, you get all these guys on the undercard and people are like, ah, I don't know who that is. I only know who, you know, Paddy Pimblett or, you know, Conor McGregor, whatever names they know. But this, man, these people on undercards, they're good fights, man. That last weekend, what was it, 10 finishes? First 10 fights were all finishes? I mean, you know, there was some really good fights in there. You know, you might not know the names well, but that's why every day when I do a video, I'm picking some people that I didn't know a lot about, or I assume other people don't know a lot about. They're not big names. But I think MMA is evolving to that point where the undercards are, like, pretty serious people, man. They're, you know, been doing martial arts most of their lives, have very high-level training, Tiger Muay Thai, places like that around the world, you know, really famous gyms, so they're getting a lot of really good instruction and tips and tricks and, you know. But this weekend, Amir Albazi is fighting Alessandro Costa. Definitely looking forward to that. Amir's nickname is the Prince. He's 15-1 currently. He's got a bunch of fights. He's got, three UFC fights. He's got two Bellator fights, two Brave fights, and then a bunch of regional stuff before that. So he's been around a minute. He's 29, you know. You know, that sweet spot, if you've been doing it for a long time, seems to be in your late 20s to sort of mid-30s, where your wisdom and your knowledge and your fight IQ all match your skill set. You have enough time in, but not too much that you have too many injuries and all that. Seems maybe a bit of a sweet spot in there, depending on the person. But definitely looking forward to this. Costa's 11-2. So they've been around a minute. They got some wins. They've been some different places. Should be a real good fight. Looking forward to it.